If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Hey everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. Let's just get right into it today as we are joined by the one and only Sarah Fraser.
As I'm blowing my nose nonstop, David, I've had this cold. I was not sick for like 2 years. Now I've had COVID twice since January, a cold that won't go away. Anyhow,
I am so sorry. Thank God we're here. Can I just say, you know how like Andy Cohen, maybe this is why Daddy Cohen makes 57,000. Oh, yeah, I'm getting right into it today, guys. You know how Andy Cohen said, look, the more Bravo podcast, the better. It's certainly
yes, he loves
I'm starting.
It.
He's, you know, he was on to something because, you know, now we have more to talk about now that, you know, I got this bee in my bonnet and the bee is back in our lives. Did you see that Ms. Frankel has stated recently that Ms. Giudice to her is the face of the franchise, the Mount Rushmore, the number one iconic. She gave it all. Bethany has given all of her props on her recent podcast or a recent podcast episode to Ms. Giudice.
Gotta listen. I have to listen. I have to listen to this new podcast. I think that's great. This is the part of Bethany I do enjoy. Bethany knows an MVP when she sees one. Teresa has stood the test of time. And it's so interesting to me because Teresa's personality never rubbed me the right way. I never was into it. But between you, our listeners who have met her, you know, Andrea Lopez Comedy, who used to co-host my podcast, and she is a kind of a Bravo celebrity impressionist who does a Teresa impression, has met her, and Louis says they are so incredibly nice. Teresa recently invited her to an event. I mean, people tell me it's kind of like the Kardashians. Everywhere you go, I never hear a bad word about working with Chris or Kim. Like, people love them and say their work ethic's amazing. They're super kind. They're like, even if you shit on them, like when they meet you out, they're like so like kind and generous. And, you know, Kathy Griffin has always said that. So it's interesting to me. I've kind of done a 180 on Teresa. I never was a big fan. And now I'm like appreciating all that is Teresa Giudice. Cause it's pretty amazing. I mean, she deserves a lot of credit.
Yes. And yes. Now I've never said that she's so nice and lovely. Oh. I don't know if I would say that.
I take that back.
I'm okay with team not Melissa and team not Teresa. I'm okay with neither of them. I'm going to pass on both. That's just me. But I do think, you know, what I've always said is, and I will say this about Teresa, not Melissa. Teresa to me is authentic. Like, she is not up there thinking about her answers, thinking about how to be famous, thinking about angling, like, weight. Because look at a lot of these housewives, it's like pathetic. Like, you see them, like, they fly to Miami. The next thing you know, they're out to dinner with like Marisol or Alex. Like, these people, like, literally will be in a city and have to go for the photo op. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Teresa doesn't care. Like, she just was out to dinner with Reza and Gigi. I guarantee you from Shaw's with Louis. I guarantee you Teresa did not say, oh, I'm in LA. Let me go down the Rolodex of Bravo celebrities and see who I can get a picture with. Is that a little shade to Reza? I don't know. I mean, how did that picture happen? How did that dinner happen? I would say the Shaws probably reached out to Miss Giudice. You know, and I don't like that. I like just authentic, like, you're friends with who you're friends with, right? So Teresa is lover, hater. She's authentically herself, which is not always so lovely and nice, but at least it's authentic and she's not angling when she's on and when she's asked a question. I mean, And this is no offense, but like Teresa's too unintelligent to really have an angle or a plan, you know? And I think to me, that
and
makes
it works.
Me like
it
her.
works.
Yeah,
so there you
it,
go.
It works. But the B for everyone listening, a lot of people have sent me things. Some people are liking her podcast. A lot are saying, you know, it's just rubbing me the wrong way. It's more of the other podcast. And it's just, it's Bethany arrogance. I'm not saying this. I haven't really done a deep dive, but other people are saying this. So curious to what everyone thinks about Bethany's podcast. I don't know. I mean, look, maybe it has the legs, right?
I cannot wait to listen.
Listen, I would love to hear your thoughts. What else did I want to, there's other stuff that was on. Where do you want to go? I thought I really had something in my mind and now it's gone. Like it was, do you know what was in my mind? And then
tell me.
Any means, we'll talk about whatever you want. The other week, Lisa Rinna walking, TMZ is following her. Rinna loves it. Rinna loves it, guys. Someone else sent me a message, like a joke, like, look, Rinna calls TMZ on herself. Not impossible. We've all learned from Spidey back in the day. Spidey invented the game of calling the paparazzi. And so maybe Rinna called them, but they're walking and they're asking her about Heather Dubrow joining RHOBH. And she's like, I love Heather, sure. And then, you know, eventually they're like, are you going to be back? What will it take to have you back? Rinna loved that question because it makes her, you know, in a position of power. And then she was like, you know, Rinna. And they were like, she was like, I could work with anyone, including Kathy Hilton, which is true.
She's another, again, like I do feel like, you know, just to go back to like appreciating these housewives, and this is even where I appreciate everything Bethany did. Like, I don't think people realize it is hard to be in the spotlight like that, stay in the spotlight. I mean, these women have been famous now for a decade. That is a long time. I mean, Bethany, what Bethany has done, what Lisa Rinna has done. Lisa Rinna, by all means, in Hollywood before Housewives, was nobody cared. She had what, Della's boutique or whatever, right? I mean, and that we know financially.
Delilah Bell boutique.
Oh, Delilah Bell, whatever.
Or
was going under.
Blue, yeah, whatever the fuck it was called.
You know, it was like, I mean, she was staying, I admire Lisa Rinna so much. I feel a little Lisa Rinna in me. It's like she was there hawking t-shirts at Delilah Bell or whatever, you know, not being able to hardly make the rent, writing a blowjob book about Harry Hamlin, which I would totally do about my husband. I mean, you know, like no one saw her coming. And then here we are in 2022 at 56, 57, 58, whatever she is. One of the most talked about women on television in all of 2022. I mean, I don't care what people say about Rinna, EJ, Kathy, all these people. I mean, they are at the epicenter of pop culture. You and I like make partially a living talking about it. It's so amazing to me. So good for fucking Rinna. Rinna could work with, you know, Kermit the Frog's puppet. She doesn't give a shit. She's so good. And I believe I've always said, I think we will see Rinna back. I think Andy loves a Hollywood starlet at any point. And I think he appreciates, like, the bottom line is it would be so boring without her. And Andy said this, and I think this is so indicative of the internet versus real life. Andy said this past week when he was talking about Ramona, he said, it's so funny to me, the audience, you know, which was kind of a little fuck you to all of us, right? It's so funny to me, all of you guys, all you do is bitch. I want Ramona gone. Get rid of fucking Ramona. I hate Ramona. Ramona's a racist. We get rid of Ramona, or Ramona's quitting. And now all you're like is, how can you not have Ramona on the legacy show? How can Ramona's a legacy, you know, person? How can you not have Ramona? And he said, it's so ironic and funny to me, all of you, because that's just the internet. It's like what people say and type online and then what they do in real life is completely different, which is they always say they're not going to watch. And then like all of us, I'm here at home, you know, digging at my crotch every night after I put my son to sleep and I'm watching a ton of reality show. That's it. And I'm not really like, okay, like I do shower. You know what I mean? But anyway, you know what I'm saying?
I'm glad you shower. I go to the gym at like 5:30 in the morning and I don't shower afterwards. I shower when I go out at night. So there you go. Which is so kind of, I guess.
Get your crotch too. You know what?
Yeah, like, I mean, I don't need to shower in the morning and then sit here all. I like to shower before I go out for my evening, which I don't really go out now because I'm on this diet that causes me to go to sleep at like 5 o'clock. Short of that, I agree with all that, right? He's like, the minute that Ramona's gone, all of a sudden Ramona's a legend. I agree with you. I think, and by the way, just going back to the Kardashians, I have had all the adjacents. And yeah, I've never, ever, I've heard nothing but these girls work. They are all about the business. So I agree. Rinna, I do agree with you also. I think, lover or hater, she is with Kim and Khloé and the Kendall. And she is one of the most talked about women in reality TV, one of the most reality TV stars, man or woman or dog or child, talked about of 2022. 100% agree with you. She will work with anyone. I don't agree with you before. Yes, she's at the height of her career. I was always there for Rinna. I have to be honest with you. Besides writing a book on blowjobs, she wrote a book called Starlight. Now, I think she probably ghost wrote it. It was an actual novel, a novel. Like, it was not, it was like,
stop, and really? She
had, and she and Harry Hamlin wrote a book. And guess what? They had a book signing at Borders Books in New York City. Now, I don't remember the year, but guess what? I was in that line with my Harry Hamlin book and my Starlight. And I'll post it. I have my picture and I met that Lisa Rinna. And this was way, this Melrose Place, girl, Melrose fucking Place. It is literally probably one of my top two shows of all times. And yeah, so that was my run in with Lisa Rinna. Was she nice? Well, I mean, I was buying her book. She was nice. Sure. I've run into her other times too, but I was at the Harry Hamlin, Lisa Rinna book signing. I would say, I had to take a guess. 2010. Like, this goes way back. This goes, Lisa Rinna in person, no shocker, is literally a size negative 20.
Oh, she's so tiny. I know.
She is a toothpick. And I even bought Harry Hamlin's book, although I never read it, but I read Lisa's, but I'm not so sure she actually wrote the novel. So there's that. What else can I tell you today? I wish I had some other. I wish I remembered something else about that run. Sorry, guys.
Oh, okay. No, I thought you were looking for more. Because no. I was going to say, I'd go back to talking about, I'm the only one that's on board for Salt Lake this season. And, you know, Andy is fine. Andy answered a lot of questions these past couple of weeks, talked about Jen Shaw and why Bravo is done with her. And again, here we go, right? I mean, my God, we prosecuted EJ, right? Who still to this day may or may not have known all of Tom's crimes. Here we have Jen Shaw pled guilty, wire fraud, scamming elderly people out of millions of dollars, right? And here we have people all the time on her social media and at Bravo, Andy, why aren't you giving Jen Shaw a special? Why aren't you did it for Teresa? This is racism. This is double standard. Here's a woman who's 100% guilty. By the way, now we know the timeline coming up, which is she has several court appearances. And even November 20th is the first one. Let me pull it up. We can talk about this.
That's good, because when people hear this, it will be after November 20th.
Well,
today is December 2nd. So 2 days ago, she would have had to appear somewhere. It's already starting.
Oh, excuse me. November 30th. Defense's sentencing submission. So that's what the defense believes she should get. That's her team.
Yes.
November 30th. So there was no November 20th. Oh, my God. David, I'm the worst with names and dates.
November 20th is yesterday from the day we're recording this.
Okay, well, don't worry. It wasn't that. November 30th coming up is defense sentencing submission. So that's what they feel she should get. December 7th is what the government's sentencing submission to the judge would be, right? December 15th, sentencing hearing.
That's so, it. December 16th. December 16th. Guys, we're going to have to do a whole show about Jen Shaw. Look, again, what the fuck do I know? With the Chrisleys getting, you know, the Chrisleys are about to be sentenced any day now.
I could do a whole special on them too. Can you even believe this? I used to be obsessed with Todd Chrisley and the Chrisleys. I love that.
I have them on here. They're like a good, they're good to be obsessed with. I had them on right before that scandal broke. And I'm like, man, they just looked in my eyes and lied for this whole, everyone should listen to my Chrisleys chat. They were just like, life is great and Christianity is everything. And we believe in hard work. And like 2 days later, I didn't think they would come out to me, but still I'm like, yeah, those are the interviews that are not the real ones that are like Hollywood. But they're rumored to be getting, it's funny, cause I had Emily D. Baker on this podcast. Great. She's my go-to lawyer. I'm a lawyer, but she's like a real lawyer. Elizabeth Holmes was just sentenced to 11 months. And so Emily posted
11 years, right?
11 years. Yeah, sorry, 11 years. So I commented on one of Emily's posts, like, and yet Jen Shah's running around saying that, like, she's going to go free. And then Emily wrote back to me at her post being like, this has to make Jen nervous. And I wrote back saying to Emily, like, your optimism and ability to see the good in everyone is one of the reasons why I keep having you on. And she's like, LOL. Like, no, Emily, I respectfully disagree. I don't think that Elizabeth Holmes being sentenced to 11 years scares Jen Shah. I think she's still out there with this narrative of like, I'm not going to jail.
You guys know I'm always on the go and running around with this job, and I've never made a priority of hydrating and putting the right nutrients into my body, and I always find myself hungry. That's why 310 Nutrition for me has been a lifesaver. Their water hydrators are great. You add them to water, and they make your water so delicious. They have refreshing, healthy lemonade mixes without sugar, and my personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. My favorite's the caramel sundae, but they also have vanilla cake, shamrock cream, chocolate icing. One of these shakes, it totally satisfies my hunger. It cures my carb craving. It cures my sugar craving. It's low fat and low carbs. And hello, it tastes like dessert. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE.
You know, people are always telling me I give such great relationship advice, but I never take my own advice. Well, I have to tell you guys about Paired. Paired is something that has helped me out, and I really think is going to help all of you guys out who are in a relationship out there. And when I say relationship, I mean you could be dating the person for 10 years or really just be on a third date. It's for everyone. It's a relationship app for couples, and it's really fun. Listen, here's what you do. You and your partner download the app, pair together, and every day Paired gives you questions, quizzes, and games to have fun with and stay connected and really like deepen your conversations. It's really great for people that like don't know how to break the ice with certain things with their partner, no matter how long they've been together. And it kind of just cuts through all the BS. Like, here are some of the things that I found the most fun. Like, this is like for a couples game. How would you describe me? What's your love language? Would you rather? There's also like really interesting quizzes like managing jealousy. So listen, whether you're just a few dates in or have been together a long time, it's time to lighten the mood and have fun with your partner by using Paired. Head to paired.com/velvet to get a 7-day free trial and 25% off if you sign up for a subscription. Just head to paired.com/velvet to sign up today. Connect with your partner every day using Paired. A happier relationship starts here. Bitch, now, you're going to jail. So there you go.
Emily is a big deal. Emily Baker really popped off because of, I think, the Girardi Keese, right? Wasn't it? Or was
God, she's been on this podcast so many fucking times.
No, the Johnny Depp trial. That was where that, she went.
She went up at that wasn't what started it. Something else. Maybe it was Amber and Johnny. Maybe that was what started it for her and kind of blew her up. Did that start at the beginning of COVID? Maybe. Yes. But Emily is great. She's my go-to. And like, but I don't know. Listen, I still say, and maybe I'm wrong, I don't wish anyone, you know, pain in the world. I still think, you know, Jen Shah is like 10. I don't know. I think like 5-10 years. Well, I was saying 5 with these new sentences of 10. I'm thinking 10. I'm thinking 10 years, man. It's a long time.
Elizabeth Holmes, basically they're saying 11 years, but you know, she's only going to serve probably half because good, you know, probably good behavior. Right. She's going to be in a low security prison, right? But still, I was thinking about this. Elizabeth Holmes, pregnant with her second child, going to give birth, I think, like, I don't know, March, April. And then she'll be, I think, I don't know if she starts serving her sentence in April or May. Anyway, I can't imagine as a mother and so many people listening to this who are parents. I mean, I cannot imagine leaving your newborn child. You're going for 5 years and you're going for you're probably not going 11, but 5 years is a long time. Like you talked about 5 Christmases or 5 birthdays, you're missing all that. all that.
Imagine it's like going in and then, coming out and being like, I mean, you obviously you know what's going on when you're in, but it's like, oh wait, like we have a reality TV star from one of the biggest shows at that time called The Apprentice, who's now our president. Or like there's this thing called TikTok. Or, I mean, we could just go 5 years, like major, now there's Twitter and Instagram and like just think like whatever. Or there's this thing called COVID, and we were all locked in our houses for like two. You know, I mean, it's you
That got
miss
a lot of
a
people out, though. That
real,
was a good.
yeah. But
That actually
you
worked in
know what
jail.
I mean. Like
Yeah.
you miss a real, like the world has shifted. It's I don't know. So,
But can you? I want to go back to the Chrisleys. Just I know we mostly talk
sure.
Bravo, but you've had them on, and I'm so curious. I mean, they were also huge, huge reality stars. Does it shock you in interviewing them, or do you think it's just fitting? They she went along with it, which I think is so crazy. They this week, the government had is asking Todd Chrisley to go to jail for 27 years. They want him to go between 22 and 27 because his crimes were so devious. They apparently made up tax returns. Then they had an accountant sign off on it, saying that they were worth this money with his real estate group, which they weren't worth half of it. So he could get loans, $30 million in loans. Couldn't pay him back, knowingly defrauded. And then, aren't they two smart people for years? I'm talking 2012, 13, 14, 15. They never paid taxes. You don't think that the government, the biggest thing, you and I have talked about this. You do one fucking thing in your life, pay your goddamn tax. That's pay, report, because that is the thing they will come for you. Oh my God, will they come for you? I have been audited. Okay. And I do it by the book. And they are relentless about being, and they make you sound like you are guilty before. I'm like, excuse me, hello, I have recorded and paid my taxes and submitted my taxes faithfully every year. So get the fuck off my phone, IRS. Anyway, I'm just kidding.
Yes,
I
and
went
yes. When I had
but
my other company back in the day that I sold, I mean, same thing. I did. I have never, I don't know where
you
I
don't
find them.
play.
I find the most conservative accountants that are like, no, they say everything is a no. I am so by the book. I overpay. I'm owed refunds. I'm like, no, I don't want the fucking money. Give it to them. And if I overpaid, give it back to me. I am so conservative,
Thank
which is
you.
why I'm very anti-living above your means. But same thing. And I even got audited. I'm like, no, I'm going to be involved in this audit because I'm, corporate tax attorney. I understand what's going on. I'm going to sit with this person when they come. We're going to go through it all. And then like, okay, what, there was never a problem. But I agree with you. Listen, it's the same
Did
thing with
you think he
Erica.
was a scammer when you had him on? Did you think this person is a complete narcissistic scammer, Todd Chrisley?
I mean, it doesn't shock me. I mean, they were on together, Julie and Todd. They were on together. Like, I'm not, it's just in for what? Like, they love things. I love things too. I mean, look, you see on the show, Todd has this, and now I'm gonna buy a new cashmere sweat. It's just, I mean, that's the thing about all this. Like, it's all for the same reason. It's because you want Louis and Gucci and cars and houses and boats, right? It's not my child has, a rare form of cancer or needs this drug and we can't afford. It's never that. It's never that was on Good Girls with Retta. That show was great, where Retta was doing it for her daughter. Her daughter, I think, needed dialysis or so. It's like it's always for bags. And again, nobody buys more fucking Louis Vuitton and Gucci than me. I am sick, but I can afford it. And then we move on. You buy it, you pay it, you move on. Why are you doing this when you, for what? Just live a normal life, man. So look,
Do you think they ever would have gotten on TV if they were normal?
No, that's the thing. And
Oh.
so you listen, I do feel for their kids. I didn't get that vibe, but it was a controlled interview. I mean, they were media trained, like you said. It wasn't like, when I have, Mackenzie Phillips, who, got molested by her father, and we actually are going there and we're talking about her drug addiction. And this was a very like kiss the ring that's Todd and Julie, which is fine. A lot of my interviews are that way. I knew I couldn't get it, so it wasn't like I was shocked. No,
Do you,
but
I mean, Julie, it's so interesting to me. I mean, I guess, did you always know that Todd was gay? I mean, because, his gay lover is who gave him up.
I mean,
I guess we
swears he's what I mean, like, hello,
he still
but
swear he's straight now?
I think so. I think so. You know, and I think there's like a sliding scale in him. And I think he loves Julie. And look, I feel bad. And I feel bad for their kids. And I just am curious, like, are they going to go away together? Like, I mean, like the same time, or is it going to be like a Joe and Teresa where it's stacked? We're talking a lot more years. And the kids, for the most part, are older, not Chloe, the little girl. And Grayson is still, I think, like 16 or 17. It's just, it's like, what? Look, you'll always stand by your family, right? The kids are absolutely standing by them, as would I. I would still stand by anyone in my family that, you know, was doing defrauding people in the government. I would 100% stand by my family. But it's like, what do you then say to your kids? Like, is it like, okay, let this be a teach? Like, what is that conversation of like, and it is just to me a little hypocritical because like with them, it is all about religion. Like they are very big into religion and Christ and the right way and the God and all of that. I don't even want to say bullshit, but I mean, organized religion to me is bullshit. So I guess I'll say bullshit.
I hear you. No. I mean, look, you know, what's interesting is also we are getting ready to see people, you know, Jen Shaw, obviously Teresa, now the Christies. Chrisleys. I mean, it's crazy that they're all going to jail.
And do I think RHL, I mean, Salt Lake is going to be good without Jen Shaw? No, I think she adds something. I just find it hard to watch her. I don't know. And by the way, I know she said that she had that breakdown and now she says that she was screaming at people that were being homophobic. I mean, like, as you've said on here before, do we believe anything Jen Shaw says?
She tried this. Remember, she tried to come for Lisa Barlow before the season started, alleging that Lisa Barlow had used the N-word and all this stuff. It went nowhere. I know people dislike Lisa Barlow like they dislike everybody, you know. Does anyone give her any credibility? I mean, I don't. Her fans on her Instagram page, I guess, do. And of course, everybody's got fans, no matter who you are. I mean, O.J. Simpson still has fans. I mean, so, you know, people are going to defend her, but I don't believe her for one second. Do you? I don't believe anything that comes out of her mouth.
Not even a little bit. Meanwhile, well, what were you going to say? You're going to say something about Andy.
I'll finish with this about Jen Shaw. I mean, it was interesting this week. Andy Cohen, essentially, I thought, dropped a lot of nuggets that Jen Shaw is going to get a special. He basically said, you know, she's a criminal. She's going to jail, guys. Like, how am I supposed to put her on television through a jail cell? Like, that's basically what he was saying, you know? So he's like, yeah, I love Jen too. We'd love to continue with her. However, in a few months, she's going away to jail for probably 6 years. Like, you know, again, I have no idea what fans are thinking, but he did, I think he said, I can't remember the exact wording, but he basically insinuated that, yeah, there could be a special coming and he wants to sit down with her. I think there is going to be a special like what we saw with Teresa. I think she and Coach are going to sit down and discuss it after probably the sentencing happens. They'll record it.
Look, Jen has the $9 million in restitution and who knows like where that's going to go. But look, I think that Teresa and Joe were paid a bunch for that. And I think Jen Shaw will have other options and I think Bravo will pay. Why would you ever sit down now? You're going to have to hear the sentencing. We need to process that after she has 20 years, five years through. When we know that, yes, I agree with you. I think there will be a special. Andy will sit down with her. And I don't know why he's being so big about the reunion. Like, why wouldn't she be at the reunion? I mean, she's part of this season. We have a lot to wrap up and wish her well. And I mean, I don't really know.
I think they're in a tough spot, don't you think? I mean,
yeah.
I guess. Teresa was a victim of naivety, I guess you could say. Erica's never been charged with anything. I mean, now you got somebody that's admitted to pleading guilty. I don't know.
A little
different. I think it's a little different to parade her out. I don't know. I'm sure they're thinking about the optics, don't you think?
Yes and yes. Yes and yes. And I do think it's different. And I think that we just have to see. But I do think there's going to be a special and I think she'll get paid. And I think that she needs the money. So I think it all makes a lot of sense. Speaking of, I mean, look, I agree. I think something needs to happen with the Salt Lake, though, to make it a better show. But I mean, I know you're loving it. Let's talk about the OC for a minute.
Yes, tell me.
You know, we're back at, you know, Lisa saying she'll welcome Heather. Heather sells the house, $55 million. They spend $14 million to move to the Century. Whenever that happens, they'll be in Candy Spelling's building. You know, the rumor is that Heather had a rough season and everyone came for Heather. That doesn't shock me.
That doesn't shock me either. Do you think, you know, I hear it from Vicky. It's interesting. And Gina, they all seem to have empathy for Heather. So you've always been Team Heather.
Now that Thanksgiving is over and we head into Christmas, I have finally realized when I'm on Lululemon.com all day, because it really is my favorite brand out of any brand I've ever worn, I am done buying myself stuff. It's time to focus on gifts. And the reason you're going to love going to Lululemon.com is because it really is a one-stop shop. Everyone thinks of Lululemon as like athletic wear and stuff to work out in, which it is, but it has so much more. I've been so invested in all of the men's stuff because I buy for myself on there on a pretty regular basis, way too regular. I've now discovered the women's stuff. Wow, it's just as good. All the ladies in my life are getting Lululemon this season. Now, one item, the Lululemon Align high-rise mini flare pant. You guys have to check this out. It looks perfect for women to work out in. All my ladies, and yes, a lot of those are Real Housewives, are getting this. It comes in so many different colors. So I'm just going to get a different color for everyone. But they also have so many accessories, hair accessories, bags, yoga mats, water bottles. With 3 weeks left to go to Christmas, everyone is getting a gift from Lululemon.com. And if you guys want to do the same, Lululemon.com. That's right, Lululemon.com. We all get so busy in our daily lives, but I can't stress how important it is to prioritize your mental health and wellness every day. Because if your mind is clear, it allows you to accomplish everything else that you want to accomplish in your day. And when you work on yourself, you start to see positive changes in all areas of your life. Talkspace has helped me with all of that, and I wholeheartedly recommend them. I can't tell you how much they've helped me with therapy. You can sign up online, and you get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically within only 48 hours. You can text, video, or send voice messages to your licensed therapist at any time. And it's so incredibly convenient. I mean, I don't like leaving my house, nor do I have time. You get to have virtual sessions right from the comfort of your own home. And did you know Talkspace is the number one therapy platform? They have licensed therapists in over 40 specialties, anxiety, depression, relationships, and so much more. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $100 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/velvet. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/velvet to get $100 off your first month. So don't wait till something goes wrong in your life to start working with a therapist. That's Talkspace.com/velvet.
Heather's another one. I don't know. She's probably somebody I would like love in real life. And I'd sit down and have a cocktail. And Terry seems great. And I'd probably be like, oh my God, I like love them. I don't think she comes off particularly likable on TV. This last season, I don't think she did. She comes
Why
off
do you think like, she just comes as a rich snob?
No, she comes off to me as like she feels like she's in charge of production. Like the whole like I can't stand at this point now when they're like stop filming. I'm stopping. I'm not filming anymore. I'm not filming anymore now. I'm done. I don't know. To me she's like a little like she's always orchestrating or she thinks she's always orchestrating production. It's like Heather, it's not the Heather Dubrow show. Like it's I don't know. I kind of that she rubs me the wrong way that way, but maybe that's just the cut that they make for her and she's great in real life.
I agree. I mean, in the sense that like, if I was one of you just can't. And I think Teresa, that's what back to her is, does this. And Rinna, I guess too, like you just, they don't care. I mean, that's how I would be like, you film it. It is what it is at this point. You can't control what's out there about you. You can't control the edit. It is what it is. It's like when I guest on other podcasts, way back when I guested on your podcast, I guess, you know, a lot of times they're like here and here's the outline. Here are the questions. I'm like, I don't need this. I don't want this. You can ask me any question. As Kim D says on Patreon every week, the truth always sets you free. Ask me any question. I'm a lawyer. If I don't want to answer your question, I will politely pass. Short of that, and I can't even think of what question it would be. Just answer. Like, I don't, so you can't control, there's no surprise tactic. You're in the public eye. It is what it is. So Yeah, I believe Heather's, from what I've heard too. Yeah, I think she probably tries to control the narrative, but look, you're never going to. You're never going to. It's all going to come out. I mean, look at last season. We started with the rumors and all this crap about Terry being sued. I think, look at what she had this season about Terry cheating on her. So I think, I mean, if she's trying to control things from coming out, I mean, I'm not saying any of these things are true. I mean, although the lawsuit was and we moved past it, I don't believe Terry cheated on Heather, but like, it just is what it is. Like, just let it out and we'll all move on and forget about it. Yeah, as a person, to me, she has been nothing but wonderful multiple times. So I am basing my experience with her on that, and I will not change. She has been wonderful to me, and Tamrat hasn't exactly been 100% wonderful. So
That is my
I'm
favorite.
going to stick to what I know as these two people are human beings. Look, I think, I mean, Terry's really successful, but you're still part of that. You're still around someone like success, other than if you're doing it illegally, like we just talked about, Jen Shaw and the Chrisleys, like smart, you need to be smart to build a business if you're doing it ethically. So I think Heather's like a smart businesswoman in my experience. Like she's not a crazy, unhinged lunatic. That's my experience with her.
And what do you think any of these ongoing rumors are true that Heather and Terry are coming to Beverly Hills?
As Catherine Edwards said on my show last week, I sure as fuck hope so.
Really? That'd be interesting.
I am.
Really? You want her
Look,
on Beverly
I
Hills?
don't exactly see it at this juncture, but the show is on pause and we're switching the show. And a pause, we know, does not mean the show comes back with Diana Jenkins being gone, period. Put a bow on it. No pun intended to Heather and her cake with the bow that was ripped off. I just think when there is a pause, we change things up. I listen, she has the money. She has more money than people that actually are on the damn show. I could see it. I could see it. I think Taylor Armstrong going to the OC has changed things. Heather, to me, does feel more Beverly Hills. Let's face it, there is more cachet in Beverly Hills. It's a much better show. People are way more water cooler or about talking about it. I think we would see a different Heather. I could see her holding her own there. I don't really feel it per se, but I mean, yeah, I do think she's a little above the OC. There, I said it. So maybe I'm a snob.
Oh,
No?
I wish I could bring it up. This is just such speculation. I wish I could bring it up.
Oh,
But I
and
had
but
seen,
yeah.
yeah, no, I'd seen somewhere where someone said this is the new cast of Beverly Hills. And again, they could be pulling this like out of, I don't know, the woodwork or whatever. But basically, it was like Denise, Brandy, Garcelle, Sutton, Kyle, and Heather, I think, were like the people. I
Yeah,
don't know. I
they're
don't know.
reaching.
That's
They're
probably just reaching. Yeah.
hands up Andy's ass, and they're failing around. And that's they're definitely reaching because that's we're not even close to those decisions. And look, could that be the cast? No, I don't see Erica there, so that's not the cast. No, the answer is
Okay.
no. I'm sorry.
Okay.
And the timing is off. There's also a lot of rumors that, Heather and Terry were fighting over the weekend. Did you see that? That they
Yes,
said
and then
your
they did that
table's not.
video. I
Yeah.
know. That was so lame. No, they weren't fighting.
And guess what? Two things get to be true. I have a great relationship with, have had a great experience with Kelly Dodd. I like Kelly. Her and Heather couldn't be more different. I like them both for completely different reasons. Had nothing but great interactions with Kelly. I love that when I had Bronwyn on my podcast and Bronwyn was talking shit about Kelly, Kelly reached out to me. She basically told me to go fuck myself.
I love it.
We exchanged some
Kelly.
words and now we're past it. I love that. I wish everyone would do that. It's better than the alternative of the people that smile and are like, yeah, I'll do your podcast again. You won't. You're really pissed about, and I know what you're pissed about, and you won't do it again. Just fucking tell me it. Grow a fucking pair of goddamn balls. And that
I
doesn't
feel
mean
good
men
too.
are the superior sex because I'm asking you to grow balls. So don't even fucking slip into my DMs that way.
Wouldn't it be great if, like, Heather Dubrow went to Beverly Hills, Kelly Dodd and Rick came back. Like, it would just be, I don't know though. I
I
don't
would
think
love
Bravo,
that.
I don't know that Bravo would take Kelly back now. I don't know. She's so, but look, they would love to have Bethany back, and Bethany thrashes them all. So I don't know.
I right. And I don't know if they would take Kelly back, but That's no insult to her. It's just a business thing. I don't really see them going there, but I think they should. I think Kelly made great TV.
Amazing television. Now she's fighting with her ex. You know, it would just be so good. They're restoring, you know, she and Rick were fixing up a home. Like, I don't know. I do think Kelly's enough. I think Kelly doesn't care what people think. I think she's and like we talked about, we don't talk politics on this show, but I mean, I think Kelly does represent a big portion of the population that's conservative, outspoken conservative. I mean, why shouldn't they be represented on TV?
I mean, look at all, like, I mean, and let's not put the Republican vote on Kelly Dodd's back. Like, let's go down the list of, I would say at least half the housewives share her political views. So
yeah, they do. They just don't.
We're going to chastise Kelly for that. I mean, first of all, what does that have to do with being on a show? Right. Half the country believes the way she does. We're not going to hire people because of their political views. I have a problem with that. I have a problem with that personally. That's not the world I live in. I'll say it again. Everyone can believe and vote for whoever they want. And Kim and I just had this on our show and people were like reaching out. Thank you so much. And yeah, I mean, like I, you do you, boo, you do you.
Yeah.
So if it Heather gets her due, let me see what else. Randall Emmett's attorney has come out and said that like Lala, he believes Lala and Amber Childers. Guys, you go listen to my chat with Amber Childers. I had her on here. That they're teaming up against him. This is smart lawyering, I think, on his lawyer's parts. And like, you know, that this is why, you know, because I guess Amber had that restraint. She went for the restraining order against him. I'm like, I don't know if they're teaming up, but you know what? I love a Lala Amber
team
coming. Yeah, I'm all for that.
You know, I read this and I thought to myself, Randall, I mean, you know, with all the alleged things that are coming out about you, I think you're sinking yourself. I mean, I don't think that these two teaming up is, you know, going to be the nail in your coffin. Seems like you've already done that. I mean, perhaps when you had the assistant drive all over Puerto Rico for a brick of coke, that may have been step one. Allegedly, a big allegedly. We do not have any convictions, I believe, or, you know, anything of Randall Emmett's, but
a big allegedly.
Randall seems like a character himself, so...
Look, I told you my Randall Emmett story. By the way, Sarah, people were like, people came for you when you couldn't sit through my 10-minute story and you said I said I would only tell her. People were like, no, I wish that story were 20 minutes, David. Like, slow it down. Give us every detail. It was so interesting. This isn't me kissing my own ass. People come for me for lots of other reasons. Trust me. But
oh my
people
God, I was so
were
bored.
Like, you tell Sarah. You go on YouTube, Sarah. The comments are right there. I think I even kind of defended you. But people were like, you tell Sarah to shut the fuck up. And how dare she insult you? And you are the like... You should have taken 20 minutes with that story. That was so interesting. Fuck Sarah. So just, you know, you people like
it's
the story, fine. Sarah.
You guys think
I'm
for me.
Sorry.
I'm going to tell a quick story. And then I look at my watch, 10 fucking minutes. We're 11 minutes.
Sarah. I'm sorry I bored the fuck out of you. There was a lot of moving parts. Jeff Lewis. There was a lot of Megan fucking David. Megan's pissed at you. A Megan Fox. I shit my goddamn pants. I'm like, I'm never going to go on air again. Megan Fox is coming for me. I'd run out of town. Machine Gun Kelly. I don't want him coming after me. I'm losing my voice over it. Okay. Moving on. Does anyone, I mean, look, this is no shock. Candy and the Gang was canceled. I'm not
it's
shocked.
A little shocking. Okay. Not why? For, why?
I mean, Would I you,
why? It, because wait, they had a shooting there. Wait, do you think it was like anything to do with the shooting or it's just bad ratings?
Bad ratings. I watched it. Ugh, I don't know, guys. I don't
I know
about
tried.
This one. I love Candy. Look, she's getting her Escape spinoff. I love Candy. Loved her on this show. She's one of those that I had certain expectations for and she blew my expectations out of the water. Honestly, I thought Candy was going to be very media trained, very superficial surface answers. I got a real human being on the other end of my, I got real a human. I was like, shit, she is down. She was down for any question that I brought up. I loved Candy, honestly, but Candy and the Gang, nah, not her finest moment. Couldn't get into it. Honestly.
I'm going to just say it And I'll eat my words and you guys can all
Say
tell me to
it.
fuck myself. But I think the whole reality show of escape is 5 years too late. Like, I do. I'm sorry. 5 years ago when T.I. and Tiny were on and they were doing like, they were going on tour.
Does Candy have
Anyone
something?
Care about escape now? I'm sorry.
Does Candy have something on Andy? I mean, she keeps coming back. She's not cheap. Look, I love Candy on Housewives. I do. I think that she adds a certain cachet name to that show. I don't want Candy to go anywhere. I just think every year we go through this, Cynthia and Candy are being fired. Cynthia was fired. Now we're going, Candy's in on the joke. I asked her about it. She did it this year. She posted, sorry guys, you're stuck with me. To keep bringing her back for two something when that salary could pay for three housewives. And right, she has this show that fails. And now she has this other show. I love you, Candy. But do you know something about Andy that do you, how are you blackmailing Andy? Does Andy have some secret with some twink in the back office that like we're gonna like, you know, employer-employee relationship? Like, has Andy done something that we don't know about in the past that could bring him down? And does Candy know it? I have to ask. Gotta ask.
That's an interesting question. I feel like she's trying to pull a Mauricio, like trying to do something to maybe that sticks, that's still television, but off of RHOA. Maybe it'll be Escape. Like I said, I don't know. To me, the whole Escape reality show is 5 years too late. But who knows? Maybe they're writing a song for, I think they teamed up like at one point, right? With like Backstreet Boys or New Kids on the Block or, you know, I don't know. Maybe that will be interesting. I don't know. And I think, guys, you know, reality is hot. Reality shows are hot, but I think at this point you got to do something different, which is why Selling Sunset, why Bling Empire have developed these followings and done so well, because they were just, they're different. And I feel like Candy and the Gang wasn't, it was just like Housewives, but with Candy and the Gang. And, you know, we've seen
Vanderpump
it all before.
Rules 2.0.
And yeah, we've seen it all before. And Todd tries to, you know, go around and.
By the way,
yeah,
we'll spend a minute on this because apparently everyone just wants to talk Bravo. But A, this season, two things. A, this season of American Horror Story NYC was the most brilliant thing I've ever seen in my life. Oh. And two, the thing about Pam on Hulu with Renee Zellweger, unbelievable. So if anyone wants like an actual two shows to watch, I don't even know where to begin. My friend was over like a week ago. She's like, oh, you know, my sister, like, but I'm like, listen, I am not watching a fucking scripted show. I don't got time for this.
Really?
We put on this fucking 2 minutes of this Renee Zellweger thing. By the end of the first episode, I'm like, I don't even understand what I'm watching. I'm speechless. We watched like the whole fucking thing. Like, I think it was six episodes. It's a real story of this woman that like killed somebody for money. I mean, like, we're not talking.
I listened to the podcast.
No, it blew. Renee Zellweger should be given every award possible. This, and I'm not such a big Renee Zellweger fan. This was phenomenal. Go and watch it. Honestly.
Okay.
Just the thing about Pam and American Horror Story. Anything, what's going on in the Potomac world for you? Anything keeping you up at night?
No, I mean, there's a lot of controversy with these latest episodes. I haven't, I'm not up to speed on RHOP as we speak.
You'll get up to speed and we'll talk.
Yeah, the only thing I will say, I did read the story this week about Chris Bassett, if he's going to sue.
Yes. Sell. What did he say?
No, he said they're not the litigious type. He and Candy Gal. And, you know, look, they know it's good for business, even though, you know. And to me, again, Michael Darby, who also deserves to be reality, you know, man of the year. All of Michael's allegations, a lot of them turned out to be true. So it was, you know, although I guess Ashley denies that. And, the whole grabbing of the camera guy's butt, the Bravo camera guy. I mean, they did settle, I think, out of court. Like, no charges. The charges were dropped. But, I mean, that was real, right? Like, in the fact that the camera guy.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Michael's stuff is believable, right? And we've seen the picture. He was caught at the MGM Hotel in Maryland with a woman, you know, in the room.
And we have our guy, that's our listener, Troy Forkey, who, I mean, yeah, to be brief, who got up at BravoCon. Robin said on Watch What Happens, he was thirsty. I mean, Troy, I know Troy. He swears that it's like, why would I lie about sleeping with Michael Darby? I'm
you
like,
know,
yeah, I
Chris
get it.
Is not going to sue Giselle. To me, it's we've jumped the shark a little bit. It's just so unbelievable with the Chris stuff. You know, no, he's not going to sue her for saying that he made her feel uncomfortable.
Let me tell you something. Now, back in the day, the first season of this whole Housewives experience, RHOC season one, the OG of the OG, Miss Jo De La Rosa. She's been on this podcast many times. Remember Jo and Slade?
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. They were iconic together back then. Yes.
We had Jo on a few times. Then when they broke up, there was a show called Date My Ex. And Jo was being fixed up with all these suitors. It was on Bravo and Slade was on it as they're like, I'm going to give you guys advice on how to date Jo. Yeah. Go and Google it.
Fabulous idea.
Let me tell you something. Bravo, scrap the next season of Vanderpump, which is coming out. You already scrapped Candy and the Gang. Scrap it all. This new thing that's coming out about these couples going to the remote. Let me tell you something, and I'm not even going to charge you for this. We're going to have Date My Ex Part 2. Part 2, Sarah. And we are going to have the only Michael Darby. Now, he is going to go on dates. And by the way, all these bros, this was like bachelor style. All these bros that were dating Jo lived in a house. We are going to have people living in a house. And guess what? There are going to be women. There are going to be men. There are going to be more women. And there are going to be more men. And Michael Darby is going to go on dates with men and women, gay guys and straight women. And he is, maybe some will be bi. And he is good. And guess what? Instead of Slade, we're going to have the one, the only Ashley Darby as the one who comes to the house to offer advice.
Genius.
Is this the number one rated show in history?
Hit maker. I can't believe you just shared that idea on the air. It's so good, actually.
Sarah, I think I might have to delete that. I might have to like scrap this. Guys, this episode has unfortunately come to an immediate end. We are experiencing technical difficulties. We have to go. I have to call Andy. This is the best idea I've ever had in my life. Ever.
Paul, it's genius. It's
we'll
so
have Ashley. Good. And you know what? Ashley could even show up with Luke. Well, I have my new boyfriend. Luke can give advice.
It'd be so great.
This is, and Michael, and at the end, Michael will choose a lovely woman or man of his choice. And they will, right? And guess what? If the ratings are that good, we'll have season two. Michael maybe will turn around and help Ashley with his new girlfriend or boyfriend because she'll be broken up with Luke by that point. I just gave you, and then the third season could maybe be about Michael opening a new restaurant. And maybe that could be the new Vanderpump Rules. Boom. Three seasons, guys.
I think you should delete this.
I have to burn this episode, right?
Yes, you do. Because that's actually a genius idea.
Could you imagine the hotties that would, men and women that would be there just trying to get some, and Michael would be all over them, making out, trying to invite them back to the fantasy suite. This shit would get down low.
It would be so good. Oh my God. I love it.
I can't believe I just thought of that.
Genius, your producer.
God, I'm in the wrong business, guys.
All right.
I'm in the wrong business. Anything else, Sarah, before we go?
No, I think we covered it all.
It's always a pleasure with you. People are going to follow you. It's the holidays. They're going to love the Sarah Fraser show. They'll give some love to Behind the Velvet Rope afterwards, too.
A lot. Everybody loves Behind the Velvet Rope.
No, everybody loves you, Sarah. Everybody loves you.
Wrong.
You make an honest woman out of me.
God, I love you so much, my friend. You're amazing. We'll talk soon.
I'll speak to you later. Bye. Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review. because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind The Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind The Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.